This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Inland Ocean Coalition, dedicated to fostering land-to-sea stewardship in Colorado, presenting the Masquerade Mermaid Ball on Thursday, September 8 at the Riverside, located at 1724 Broadway in downtown Boulder. More information can be found at inlandoceancoalition.org.
Support comes from the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, celebrating Bossa Nova on a delightful evening in Rio de Janeiro, featuring five Brazilian master musicians and American tenor saxophonist Harry Allen on Thursday, September 15th. Tickets and information can be found at newmantix.com or by calling 303-871-7720.
And you're listening to Highway 322. I'm Desdemona Finch, your host, until Jack Rommel rolls in here with Ragtime America. I'm doing a show about obscurities, obscure songwriters, or under the radar songwriters that you may not have heard of, but you probably did maybe a long time ago. And we'll see. I'm just scratching the surface. This show could go on forever and ever and ever. There's so many lovely songwriters out there that no one knows about. And to start it all off, I saw Greg Trooper, who I was like, is he obscure? I mean, the late, great Greg Trooper died a few years ago. I think he had colon cancer or something like that, pancreatic cancer. A big loss, because in the 90s he had some great albums, and I can't find any of them. But, we have some. Here's a tune called Real Like That's Off Straight Down Rain. I love it. But I wanted to find Bluebell with Emmylou Harris doing the backup vocals, because I just remember that so well, and it's nowhere. Those record companies are dead. You can't find it anywhere. It's just impossible. I guess I could dig it up. I don't know. I tried it in the catacombs of KGNU. Could not find anything. So we're going to do what we can do. Here's some Greg Trooper here on KGNU.
Shower straight down rain. The weather's just the weather. Ain't no one you can blame. The sky ain't gonna fake it. No, it ain't some kind of act. The way I love you, honey, it's real like that. Real like that. Right on time. I love to hear the whistle blow, babe, when it moves on down the line, and my heart can't stop from beating to the rhythms on the track. And the way I love you, honey, it's real like that. Real like that. Bird cry. Some birds gotta walk, babe. This bird's gotta fly. And when I'm with you, darling, I grow wings up on my back, and I go sailing round the room, babe. My love is real like that. Real like that.
And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
In kindness when I'm feverish with sorrow. Wake me not, but let me sleep. The night has secrets it should keep. Don't let me know the tears I weep. They'll keep until tomorrow. Love is strong as death, they say, and not by rivers washed away. Be with me, heart and soul, I pray, forever my beloved. To mock me without mercy. Take me to your heart, my friend, and evermore depart again. My love, I'll render without end, forever my beloved.
Forever my beloved. I want a girl.
got that here. Not that here. Not that here. Not that here. I want a girl that I can take on, but not that here. Not that here.
You're listening to Highway 322. This is Desdemona Finch, and I'm doing an hour full of obscurities, obscure songwriters, songwriters you probably haven't heard of in Americana, who've probably been around a while. And you just heard from Matt Keating. That's off his album from 2001, Tilt a Whirl. Man Overboard. He is still producing stuff. What a great songwriter out of New York. And I have new stuff from The Bastards of Fine Arts, his latest kind of, he's working with another songwriter and they're doing some fun stuff. And before that, you heard some Dwayne Jarvis, the late great from 2009. He died 2009, but he co-wrote that song that Lucinda Williams had on Car Wheels, I Still Long for Your Kiss. And he's also was a guitar player and played on some Lucinda Williams albums or something to that effect. Can't tell anymore because the albums are gone. The record labels are gone, and you have to really work for that. But I think he was on Car Wheels to a certain extent, and probably some of her other recordings. And that was off his album from 1998, Far From Perfect, and A Girl That's Hip. And before that, Julie Miller, who Dwayne Jarvis happened to engineer on her first album, Blue Pony. That's a tune called Forever My Beloved, with probably Emmy Lou Harris back there. And then you had some Greg Trooper, Straight Down Rain, off that album, Straight Down Rain, Real Like That. And Julie Miller is doing the background vocals there. Just all kinds of great music out there. And Greg Trooper, I always loved him, and I wish I had his albums from the 90s. I have to look for them on eBay. Anyhow, up next, here's some Malcolm Holcomb. He's out of North Carolina, but he's put out 18,000 albums at least. And a big fan. Lucinda Williams has amazing taste in singer-songwriters. No surprise there. And he's been, you know, just doing it, just putting out his stuff in his own way for so long. And this is his latest album. I think it's from 2020, 2021, one of those two. Tricks of the Trade is a tune called Crazy Man Blues here on KGNU.
Of your lies to torches and monsters be the island mob burns darkly the cries your demise and the knife be a white in a president suitcase. You never think twice. Will a crazy man move? Salute the fast. Break a leg, adios. Bold dash, bloody curtains. Thank you.
Love is a stranger, but you love, it will change you.
And that's Mary Lee's Corvette from 2005 or something like that. That's Mary Lee Cordes. If you don't know her, she's the wife of Roscoe Amble, who you've probably seen with Joan Jett or Steve Earle. He's a producer. It's probably, I think, some of his best work is done for his wife. And she's a fabulous songwriter. She wrote a song called, what was it? More Stupider, about the music industry, because the music industry would always tell her her songs were too intellectual. I think that's a good thing. I remember seeing her at like the Cutting Room in the aughts sometime, and Mr. Big was there, and he owns a part of the Cutting Room, or did, and he said, it's like seeing Jewel for the very first time, and we nearly choked, but that's okay. It's okay, Mr. Big. At least you have some good taste, I guess. I don't know about that. Anyhow, no, I mean that he likes Mary Lee's Corvette. I like Jewel, too. What the heck? I actually saw her a few years ago. Anyhow, you heard R.B. Morris, Zeke and the Wheel, that wonderful album I cannot find anywhere. I have to get on eBay or pay $50 on Amazon. It's Distillery. That was his second album. I think it was on Oh Boy, or he started out on Oh Boy Records. This might have been a bigger label. And it had the wonderful, the fantastic Kenny Vaughan playing guitar. And you can tell on that album. It's just a beautiful, beautiful album. And R.B. Morris is still putting stuff out. He's the poet laureate of Knoxville, Tennessee. He's usually a poet. And now he's, he's a singer-songwriter, too, with that great voice. And I just like Zeke and the Wheel so much, and I'm surprised people don't. It's out of print. It's sad. Anyhow, before that, some John D. Graham. He used to be in the True Believers, and he's just a fabulous guitar player in the Austin scene, one of the best there, and just a great singer-songwriter. He's doing stuff still, which is good. And that's a full of Something Wonderful. And we started all off with the great Malcolm Holcomb Crazy Man Blues off his latest, which was a few years ago, I think, or a year ago, around there, Tricks of the Trade. So up next, I figure my dog and I went to vegan night. I'm sure, and she doesn't like it, and she wanted vegan. I'm like, you're a dog. You don't like vegan. I didn't know it was vegan night, and there was lots of people there. Very interesting. Anyhow, next, here's some Paul Foglino. If you don't know who he is, he was one of the main songwriters of Five Chinese Brothers, a band out of New York in the 90s. And this is a song called You Can't Be Too Old to Get Drunk here on KGNU.
You can't be too old to get drunk. My hair is falling from my head. It's growing from my ears instead. Life ran me down before it passed me by. I never got too big and now I've shrunk. I lack the energy to die. But you can't be too old to get drunk. You can't be too dumb to get drunk. I'm a blockhead, I'm a schnook, I'm even dumber than I look. If brains were bucks, I couldn't spare a dime. And every thought I think just goes thunk. I'm getting dumber all the time. But you can't be too dumb to get drunk. Life's too hard, I'm full of it. I've had my fill, I just don't fit. But I'd be filled with hate and fear if I wasn't full of beer. You can't be too ugly to get drunk. I've been furrowed by the ugly plow. I got two chins and one eyebrow. The mold was broke the day that I was made. I'm living in a cloud of my own funk. I'm much too ugly to get laid. But you can't be too ugly to get drunk. And you can't be too dumb to get drunk. And you can't be too old to get drunk. And you can't be too drunk to get drunk.
Love is a long parade, sorrow is like the sun.
Jennifer Jackson here on KGNU. That's a tune called Cloud 10 off her album Cloud 10 from 2016. I think the duet singer is Pat Sansone, is the dude from Wilco. He's a guitar player for Wilco, but he does a lot of production. He produces really cool people like Jennifer Jackson. She's out of Austin. Used to be out in Yak. And David Poe actually produced her first EP, and I just played some of his first album from 1997. It's a tune called Blue Glass Fall off David Poe. It's produced by T-Bone Burnett. And if you don't, the drummer on that album is none other than Sim Kane, who played with Henry Rollins for a long time. And I was just perusing, you know, the Facebook. I was thinking, oh, I wonder what Sim Kane's up to. So I look at his website, his little Facebook, and I find out that the lovely, the wonderful Morgan Taylor has died. And he was like an amazing sound guy at the living room, the old living room in the Lower East Side, New York, where people like, Nora Jones, Nellie Mackay, Regina Spektor kind of came up. Just a fabulous guy out of Kettering, Ohio, which my grandmother lived in, and my cousins. So I'm kind of and he actually was in a band with David Poe. They were very good friends. But he's better known for Gustafur Yellowgold. He's like they call him a kinder rocker, kinder kitty rocker. Just put out all these albums, been nominated twice for a Grammy Award. Died of something freaky this week. He was 52. Just sad. So look him up. Give his family some money. Just a fantastic spirit. Writes these poppy-ish, very kind of interesting songs. And I'm going to play Morgan Taylor, adult Morgan Taylor music, because I remember him as that. And this is off of his Morgan Taylor's Rock Group. And it's a tune called, and it's not real acoustic-y or folky, but, you know, Gustafur Yellowgold, there's some crazy songs there that are just unbelievable for little kids. And, you know, and he illustrated his stories because he was an artist, too. So this is called I've Been You off of Morgan Taylor's Rock Group, their first album called Morgan Taylor's Rock Group. I think it was the last one in 2012.
Down to my last dime. another year. I need a job to make your dreams. My dreams have run out of gears. But that's what I get for believing my own press. I'll have to shovel it. Into the beat of my own drum machine.
Support comes from the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, celebrating Bossa Nova on a delightful evening in Rio de Janeiro, featuring five Brazilian master musicians and American tenor saxophonist Harry Allen on Thursday, September 15th. Tickets and information can be found at newmantix.com or by calling 303-871-7720.
And you're listening to KGNU. This is Highway 322, and we have Big Daddy here. He's doing the Roots of Jazz show. Jack isn't here this week. I was wrong. Sorry. Anyhow, you just heard for Ginger Soul, which is still around. Their band still around out of Brooklyn. They're alternate country something. I had to play that song because it reminded me of the Morgan Taylor's rock group tune, too. And it's off their album Eastern, a tune called Blank. Ginger Soul, go look them up. They're still putting out stuff. And then you heard from Morgan Taylor's rock group, I've Been You, off of their debut album before he became Gustafur Yellowgold. Check out Gustafur Yellowgold. Lots of really good songs. Even though it's children's music, it's lovely children's music. It's, I think they called it the... I forget what it was called. There's some kind of interesting review he got, and I can't remember it. But R.I.P. Morgan Taylor. What a wonderful soul. Kind of sad. Anyhow, before that, some Jennifer Jackson off of her Cloud 10, and David Poe, Blue Glass Fall. And up next, we have some brand new stuff from kind of a Matt Keating supergroup. This is called The Bastards of Fine Arts, a tune called Enough to Make You Cry, here on KGNU.
Sky, ask the Lord why it's enough to make
your heavy head and groan. It's enough to make you moan. Well, it's enough to make you weep. A worried mind, I'm losing sleep. It's gonna drive me to my knees. It's enough to make you weep. It's enough to make you shout. What's the fighting all about? It's enough to make you throw in the towel. It's enough to drive you mad. It's the worst I've ever had. The doctor says I've got it bad. It's enough to drive you mad.
Bastards of Fine Arts here on KGNU, and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. It's Roots of Jazz time with Big Daddy.
Yonder in New Orleans, it's the land of the dreamy scenes. It's a garden of Eden, you know what I mean. Creole babies with their flashing eyes softly whisper their tender sighs. Stop, why don't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, why don't you pack your things and stay a little while? We've got a little rule of heaven on earth with all them beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. down yonder in New Orleans. This the land of the dreamy scenes. Now it's a Garden of Eden. You know what I mean. Creole babies with their flashing eyes softly whisper their tender sighs. Stop. Why don't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop. You bet your life you'll linger there. Oh, a little while. Well, we've got a little rule of heaven on earth with only beautiful queens of wet down yonder in New Orleans.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections